Hi, I'm Joanne Vicknair, Meemaw, with It's Storytime, Meemaw, an answered prayer for stories that point children to God on the Truth Network for Kids. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
He's performed in front of 10 million live fans through Monster Jam and the largest stadiums across North America. National TV host, spoken to over 100,000 people in live audiences. He has thousands and thousands of social media followers, but he loves Jesus Christ. And his name, he's with me right now, by the way, live on the show. I mean, Bryce, Kenny, how do we get you here at Wednesday in the Word? The conversation is still buzzing around here. Guys are praying together. You came in here, you lit us up with a little testimony beforehand, but who is Bryce Kenny?
Well, that's a very loaded question. I can tell you the first thing, I'm a Christian. I do love Jesus, and I'm a happily married man and father, and then the I don't know, fourth down on the list, I happen to be a Monster Jam driver. So I drive the Mohawk Warrior truck, actually the Great Clips Mohawk Warrior truck. So if you see some guy walking around town with a Mohawk, there's half a chance it might be me. But man, I just am amazed at what God's doing, the dots that have been connecting the last 6 or 7 months. He is moving, and for whatever reason, about 6 months ago, I feel like he finally released me and has said, hey, look, it's time. It's time for us to start moving. And he didn't say, okay, go and start preaching on the street corner. He simply started with just telling me to go pray and getting the Monster Jam guys internally, that's our teams, our crew guys, stuff like that, just offering it up and normalizing prayer in the middle of a Monster Jam track, right? And I can't say it's by any means endorsed by Monster Jam, but I can tell you that the 12 or 13 people that meet every single weekend after practice just to speak the name of Jesus over the weekend and pray for the 55,000 fans that are going to be packing in that stadium that weekend. And man, it has normalized prayer on whatever tour I get to be on. And so, but I feel now all of a sudden there's this release to start to preach, and there's a release to start to evangelize. And that's exactly what we're doing, is really hoping that we, use this platform for the kingdom.
Wow, you got a new book coming out soon, Geared for Life. Can't wait to read that. We'll do another interview when it comes out. Tell everyone about that. You have worked with Gravedigger. You've worked in the arena. I mean, people pack these places out to see a guy like you drive a monster truck, the Mohawk Warrior, and you actually have a Mohawk. So this is a first on a lot of levels. I don't know that I've ever interviewed a monster truck driver. I don't know that I've interviewed a monster truck driver with a Mohawk. And on top of that, you love Jesus. I mean, this is like the total package is all coming together, man.
Yeah, I might as well be like a John the Baptist-esque, not in like the honorable cool way, but the camel hair and eating locusts in the woods. So I might relate more about that. But no, it's really cool because we're doing this. That's how it all started, with this September 16th event that we're doing in Kernersville. It's a warrior rally, the first time I've ever done that. And, it's meant to celebrate people that I know that got hit hard by life and chose to hit back. I believe that's what a warrior is. It's going to inspire the public to be able to, say, you know what, I can do more than I'm doing now, not out of a works base, but out of a fighting back at the tough stuff that everyone faces type of way, getting people off the sidelines and onto the battlefield. But everything builds into our worship night that night from 6 to 8 p.m. That's our Night of Fire revival, to where we can introduce them to what the ultimate warrior truly is, and that's Jesus. And so we're going to have so much fun that day. It's in Kernersville at Triad Baptist Church, from 9 to 12, Cars and Coffee Crew. We're expecting over 600 cars to be at that. Live music all afternoon. So bring a chair and post up and go to over to the food trucks. Enjoy that. Bring the kids. We got a huge RC car alley that we're calling it. And everything, like I said, builds into that worship night. We're going to have the Andersons here, so the Gravedigger family. Even Dennis Anderson himself, that created Gravedigger 42 years ago now, he's going to be in attendance meeting people. It's going to be a truly amazing day. And at the heart of it all is the kingdom. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So listeners from all states will be there. And folks from driving in from Virginia, South Carolina. This will be in North Carolina at the Triad Baptist Church, which is right in the middle of the Triad, right in the heart of the Triad. And I mean, I got the brochure in front of me. The pictures look amazing. We'll be doing some social posts about this. We'll be doing some more interviews, but we want to really get this out there, because this is like a day just to celebrate Christ, but have a great time with your family. People looking for stuff to do, and you can just jump in at any time. Parachute in later in the day for the music, come in for the coffee, the car show, and then the big night of fire that night. What is your passion with Bryson, with all of this? Like, what do you want to see happen? There's a movement going on with your life. God's put some energy on you to reach people, and he's put you behind the wheel of a monster truck to do it.
Yeah, I really believe that this is almost one of those tectonic plate shifts in my life. I don't know why the timing is now, but I do know that 4 years ago when I asked God, saying, why don't you have me doing more? I'm not going to waste this platform for you. Why don't you want me to do more? And I genuinely felt like he was pulling the reins back on me from an evangelistic standpoint, right? And I remember I was on a knee right before I climbed into my monster truck to go perform, and he said to me, I'm going to raise you up in my time, not yours. I don't know why right now is that time, but I can feel everything shifting. The dots that have connected are I'm telling you, you talk about a testimony and the people that he has protected from being involved in this event, right? There are people that I tried, sponsors and stuff like that, that I was trying to get the day covered, and we do now, but everybody that has been involved has some sort of relationship with Jesus, at least from a leadership perspective, right? And the other ones may not have a relationship with Jesus yet, but they're gonna, right? But I don't know why now is the time. And I think that everybody wakes up and they wonder the same question, like, is this all there is to life? But I want this day to serve that purpose, where there's a people that leave that whole experience, not just experiencing Jesus, but they leave there and realize that God wants to use them. Number one, I believe God wants to have a personal, intimate relationship with them. I think that he wants them to understand that, look, I'm entertained by you. I love watching you work in your skill sets that I gave you. And secondly, I want to use you for my kingdom. But I've had that backwards in my life. Before, it was only about, look, we're going to all, we'll go get coffee and we'll hang out and do that. And Lord, I'll pray to you and things like that. But if we're not saving souls from hell, then what are we doing today? I've had that mentality, but I do believe now today that that's actually backwards. God's saying, look, I created the Garden of Eden to be in relationship with Adam first. And then the fall came, and then ministry came, and then having to save people from hell came after. And I've had that backwards, because what happens is now that I have place a priority on just enjoying life with the Father, that's where the ministry and true kingdom building has come from. And I happen to do that through a platform of backflipping a 12,000 pound truck. It's pretty surreal to get to say, but I really believe this is just the beginning. This Warrior Rally in Kernersville, North Carolina, I think is going to be one of those tectonic plate shifts. And I've already felt the changes begin to happen. I don't know where things go from here, but I can tell you that God has built my faith enough to believe and to act upon this event, and then I think that it's going to be another mountain peak where I can see the next thing. And so I don't have this 5-year vision for this. I'm creating this big, giant, chaotic mess for September the 16th in Kernersville, and I'm going to let God do the rest.
Amen. And it really goes back to a point in time in your life where you surrendered to Christ, and your life changed. And can you talk about real quick your testimony, very basic, for folks who are like, who is this guy? He's driving a monster truck. How did you find Christ? Real quick as we wrap up.
My story is growing up in a Christian home, Christian school. I almost had to realize that I was lost before I could even become found. And so it was my junior year of high school, and I looked around and I was like, if this is real, it's worth everything. But if it's not true, and Jesus actually did not resurrect from the grave, and think about how outrageous that claim is, that a man resurrected from the grave. So if that's a lie, what a giant waste of time. And so I sat down and I went through it, and I really decided that, you know what, I'm going to give this an honest effort. And I told God, he's got 2 weeks. I'm not endorsing putting God on a timeline, but that's just my story. And within that 2 weeks, everything changed. I found out what I believe and why I believe it, and God moved in miraculous ways. Within that 2 weeks, I not only found Jesus, but I decided to become the student chaplain at my school, and all of a sudden, all this whole, this direction shifted. And then going through college and everything else, it was, when you're firmly rooted in what you believe, and you know why you believe it, then everything's filtered through that perspective. And so, here my professional career has, that's where the relationship with the Father has taken left, right, and straight turns, because it's getting to experience the things that the Father loves. And the Father loves the relationship first, and he loves showing other people that God delights in our life. And so that's really where I've just gotten a kick out of being, having a platform that, yes, it's an international platform, platform. But for whatever reason, now is the time to be not even just more verbal about that, but somebody's out there listening to this right now that needs to hear that. I don't care if you're welding up, you know, frames on a car today. It doesn't matter if you're a janitor out of school. It doesn't matter if you're running a radio network. God loves watching you in those skill sets that He gave you. He delights in that. He gave you those passions, and He will use them eventually for His kingdom if you're willing to let Him.
Well, come meet Bryce Kenny in person. He will be in Kernersville on September the 16th. He's like a local celebrity. All the guys have been coming up to him, rocking around. He's talking to him. He probably wants to get an autograph. But come to this event. It'll be amazing. Information about this event is online as well, and you can follow him on his social media pages. Make sure you follow him. I followed you on Instagram yesterday.
Oh, good.
Instagram.
Yes.
And you get a follow from me, and then on Facebook and on Twitter, I followed you there too. Bryce Kenny, BryceKenny. And information will be there about this event. Is there a central website you want to send people to find out more about this thing?
Yes, we've got all the information on livelikewarriors.com. That's my nonprofit that I started, and I run everything through where when we get $20 in donations, ultimately all that money goes to pediatric cancer families. You know, no one's taking salaries. We're not paying rent on anything. Livelikewarriors.com. That's where all the information lives. And, man, we're building up. I've got something. And by the way, when you're on that website, sign up for my warrior chain. You know, that's what I'm probably most passionate about. We're putting together a volunteer army to make coordinated efforts to fill very specific needs in our world. And sometimes that's financial. Sometimes that's logistical. But my vision is 5,000 people to be able to. So when a need pops up, it's like a bat signal that goes up into the sky. And I reach out to that warrior chain and boom, within a couple hours, you know, we've got that need filled. And we've done that with a smaller number than 5,000. So when we get 5,000, think about the needs that we're going to be able to do when we coordinate that effort with the volunteer army.
Amen. His book's coming out soon, Geared for Life. It's going to be great. Can't wait to read that. September 16th, Triad Baptist Church, in the middle of Triad. You can't miss it. Go. You'll be blessed. Tell all your family. Take some people. If you got a football game that day, go after the game or go before the game. Make it be your pregame. He'll get in the Word and meet this guy and his love for Christ. Your challenge real quick is someone out there hanging on by a thread that just needs help, needs encouragement. What's your final word, Bryce, as we get out of here?
Entertain the King. The Father is entertained by your life, and even though the hard stuff feels really, really difficult, he can not only teach you the lessons that he needs you to learn for the next chapter of your life, but man, he loves what you're doing today. He loves your passion. He gave you the skill sets you've got. Go use those, not just to entertain the King, but allow him to use that for the glory of the kingdom of Jesus.
I love it.
And come see this guy in his monster truck crushing anything in his path, him and Gravedigger. Wow. This is such a cool segment. We'll make this a podcast, and then we'll do another show with you when the big book comes out, Geared for Life.
This is the Truth Network.